I called up Ross, and Ross is out on Silver River, Ocklawaha River, whichever one it was. Silver River, they call it, runs from the spring into the Ocklawaha. And they said they'd have the doctor ready. Got up there, he sucked. All I had to do was give him a transfusion, because he's not only got that venom out with that suction pump, but most of his blood too. Get him in the hospital a day or two. Ross always fired a fella if he got snake bit.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen a fella again, he's working for another snake man out of D-Lane. But Ross would keep him in the hospital till he got well, and then he'd find that he'd man get killed and get snake bit. Although he'd been dipped 7-8 times, he said.
You ever been bitten by one?
Never have.
Take one bit,
I usually, if I see a snake, most any kind, I'll kill it. I don't, I'm not what you call scared of a snake, but I don't take no chances much with a rattlesnake. I've been around several little black guy we call Preacher. He called him, claimed to be a preacher. I never hear him preach. Quite a character. It made him, like, throw away the pattern. But he'd catch snakes when he wasn't working. Yeah. He'd cut watermelons for me. And I had a bunch of white boys, high school boys up there that were working. Of course, he was quite a character. He caught him some snakes. A little old black snake, and they'll bite you, but they won't hurt you, or they'll pinch you, you know, but they're not going to have any poison. He's entertaining them boys one morning. He got out there with a snake, got him, picked him out of the drum, and had him in his hand, had about 6 inches of his head up above his hand there where he's holding it. He'd tell that snake, said, "Now, snakes, you behave yourself while I'm working today." Of course, there boys, white boys standing around there with eyes buzzed out, you know, teenagers. And he'd slap him side the face, side the head with his hand. Said, "Now, you understand what I'm telling you, don't you?" He kept slapping around there and finally slapped him, and the snake got his finger in his mouth. He hollered, "Oh, turn me loose." Of course, that went over big with them boys. They just hollered. But he come up there one day, dragging a rattlesnake so big he couldn't put him in a croaker sack. I didn't have no more sense. I don't reckon in the whole sack for him to put him in. He had a pair of snake catchers, he called it. It was two sticks nailed together, kind of scissors-like. And he had them fixed to where they wouldn't choke stiff. Mashed them too tight, you know, you'd break the snake neck. Just as it was to slip up on him and get them scissors right back of his head. Most of the time when they do that, of course, a fellow like Ross Allen and this other fellow I was telling you about that was around here that caught snakes so long, they just take a stick or something and lay it on their head, and, you know, just something about like a walking stick or something, lay it right back of their neck and just reach down there with the other hand and catch it. But this little colored preacher, he had him scissor graft, he called. A little more. It wasn't quite as apt to get bit. Some of them snakes were stronger than what you thought they was, and you put that thing on the head, they say they'll whip the head around sometime and get you. But he lived to die of old age, so snake didn't bother him.
I guess not, yeah.
If snake could have bit him, snake probably died to see.
You're talking about eating the turtle and stuff, but many people around eat frogs and things like that?
Not too many that I don't think. Now, years ago,